Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Dr. Patty Green's here, too. Patty is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's a professor of entrepreneurship at Babson College, which is she and that institution have done a tremendous amount of work over the years on studying entrepreneurship, not only in the United States, but around the world. And I've been following their work for a long time. She's also co-founder of the Diana Project, and she's doing some wonderful research on women business ownership these days that I want you to know about. Patty Green, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks, Jim. It's good to be here.
Good to have you back. Okay, you've got your Center for Women's Business Research.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys have been doing quite a bit of research. I want you to remind the audience, you've talked to us about this before, remind us about the research that you're doing and this second round that you're working on.
Well, the Center for Women's Business Research is actually a national not-for-profit based in Washington, D.C., and it's just one of my volunteer activities is as board chair. So that's how I work with them. And we have a program called WBiz Insight. It's a panel study of women entrepreneurs that really tries to look at really quick, what are you doing right now? What makes a difference? What can you share with other people that they can learn what to do? And that's really what we're doing, we're working on is how do you do the research, but then what do you know how to do from the research?
So this is not just nerdy egghead research that you conduct and over the next 2 years you publish it and it's put on the shelf in the library and nobody reads it. This is actionable stuff. We learned about it yesterday and we put it to work today.
And much as I love the nerdy egghead research as well, it is. It's really about, we call it data that means business.
Yeah, so, I like it. Say that again, folks. This is going to be on the test. Say that again. Baby.
Data that means business.
Yeah.
So we say we support data-driven knowledge to advance women entrepreneurs.
I like that. I like the way that sounds. So tell us how it works. Put it in practice for us.
So you go to a website, and I'll certainly give the website several times.
Because you're looking for panelists, aren't you?
We are. This is a really cool opportunity to join the panel.
Right.
By joining the panel, you agree to do a number of short surveys throughout the year. We work really hard to make them short.
Right.
And as a member of the panel...
Because you don't want it to be homework, right?
No. And we want it to be questions that make them think. You know, people take your surveys and go, I hadn't thought about that. Maybe I should look into that. So, which is, a questionable, actually,
right.
A little bit in the research side. But
right.
Once you join the panel, then you get the early feedback, the early comments. You're in the panel community.
All right, so now when I think of a panel, I think of five or six folks, but that's not what you're talking about, is it?
No, we're at several hundred now, and we'd like to triple the size of it.
Wow, okay. So
the more we have in it, the more meaningful the numbers really are.
So what would be an example of a lady who would be a good prospect for your panel?
What I like about our panel is that there's all kinds of women in it. There's everyone from a sole proprietor,
right,
who may be a consultant working out of her home, to women who own multi-million-dollar companies.
Ah,
so
it's a good cross section. I like I like the inclusiveness of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so they go to the website and they get their assignments. Is that what they do?
Yeah, they take a screening to make sure they actually fit in the panel, and that's
right.
They actually own the business,
right?
And once they
and to make sure no guys infiltrate, right?
Heaven forbid.
Yeah.
So, and they take the screening, and then they get an invitation to take the first panel.
Right.
So
give us an example of what you'll ask them to do.
There'll be questions such as, right now we're focusing on confidence. We have a study sponsored by KeyBank, which is on how they feel about the economy and what they're going to do about the economy,
right.
Those types of things.
Right.
So it might be a question on, when looking back at last year, do you think the economy, or I'll look forward instead. Forward's always better. You know, right. Thinking about the economy, do you think it will be better or worse in 6 months? And then it asks about things about, are you planning on hiring in the next 6 months? Are you planning on changing
prices?
So
you're polling them. You're polling them first on their opinion about how they feel about the future. That's the first thing. And then once they give you those questions, then what do you do with it?
We take them and we look at them and we come out with, well, here's what's going on. Here are the other things you might think about. So, for instance, I said KeyBank sponsoring the confidence study. Chase Bank actually just sponsored a study for the Center for Women's Business Research in which they looked at what were the lessons learned by women during the recession. And what we really looked at were, what did you do during the recession that you're going to keep on doing because it just turned out to be good for your business?
Right. So in addition to asking them how they think things are going, you're also saying, and what are you doing about it?
Yes.
And you're sharing the what are we doing about it across the panel.
We do. First we give it to the panel, and then we share it more broadly.
Mm-hmm.
So the panelists get the early access, and then we share it with absolutely everybody who listen to us, including people like you.
Yeah, absolutely. I expect to be able to report on some of the results, which I hope maybe we can even do a little bit later today. But what about, all right, ladies, here's a great chance for you to join a group, join a community of dynamic, busy ladies, small, tiny businesses, to folks with a lot going on. And so that's pretty broad. You can't say you're not included, ladies. Patty, tell us how to get there.
www.w-bizinsight.org.
All right. So that's the first test to get the website right.
Yeah,
w-bizinsight. I-N-S-I-G-H-T, right?
Right.
Dot what?
org.
Yep.
Okay,
ladies, go there, and if they just go there and look at it, just check it out. I mean, they can kind of nose around there and see if they like it or not, right? When they get a little flavor for how this is going to work, you see what I mean? What are they going to find?
A little bit. It's pretty simple.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is.
And it's not like it's going to cost them anything. And if they decide they don't like it after one or two times, they can you know, say c'est la vie and go away, right?
Well, they can. Hopefully they won't.
Right. No,
but
I know. I realize
can.
That. I'm just saying this is not, you know, we're not signing you up for anything. We just want your help. And folks, ladies, you have a chance to learn something. But more importantly, you have a chance to do something that I know you like to do. And that's contribute. So ladies, check it out. We're going to be right back with Dr. Patty Green after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
The place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.